Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like praising him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him in the midnight hour. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. For he's worthy to be praised. Praise his holy name. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. My spirit feels like praising the Lord. Glory, hallelujah to his name, for he is worthy to be praised. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of True Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the deep south. Call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. Tweet them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air. Amen. With a message from God. Amen. Glory to God. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Rao, the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen, amen. I just feel like praising. I just got it. Oh, Lord, I just feel like praising him because I know all that God has done for me and all the things he's getting ready to do. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got to praise his name. Oh, if I got to praise him all by myself, I got to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you for every listener, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you for healing and deliverance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you for Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed it over 2,000 years ago. Oh, Father God, everybody saved, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise your name. Oh, Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. For you're worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done. Oh, God, we magnify your name. We come to glorify you. We come to exalt your name, oh God, for you are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for every soul that you're going to save, every soul that's going to be healed, every soul that's going to be delivered. Oh, Father, we praise you for it right now. We praise you in advance, oh, God, for what you're about to do, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for providing for us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah, Father. Oh, Father, we pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, oh, God. We pray, Father, that you will uplift their spirit, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Father, God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. The message will be coming from Psalm 103. If you have your Bibles, I'll be coming from Psalm 103. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thou iniquities, who heals all thou diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen. Glory to God. The title of the message today is Bless the Lord. And the scripture says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, for all that is within me, bless his holy name. David, in this set of scriptures, is telling us that from the bottom of his soul and his spirit, he is magnifying the Lord. He is magnifying the Lord because he remembers and he knows what God has done for him. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's why David said, I have to bless the name of the Lord. In other words, I got to praise him for all that he has done. Glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, I'm going to bless the name of the Lord because of the benefits. He said, I can't forget the benefits of God. You know, many times in our lives when we are looking for a mate in our lives, we look for somebody that got some benefits. We look for a man that has a job, because if he don't have a job, we ain't got no benefit, because you know the rent has got to be paid. We need insurance. We need our car payment paid. We need our houses. We need a roof on our head. And if he don't have no benefit, ain't no use of having it. But David said, you know, I can't forget the benefits of God. And see, we too cannot forget the benefits of God, because God sent Jesus over 2,000 years ago, and he died upon the cross. And when he died upon the cross and he shed his blood on Calvary, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, benefits came. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because of the shedding of the blood, the benefits came. Healing came. Deliverance came. Forgiveness came. All of those things came, being redeemed, our soul being saved from our sins, because the blood of Jesus washed away our sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. And David said, you know, I got a blessing because he healed me. The Lord can hear you. Hallelujah, Jesus. That was a benefit, because he carried all of our sickness and disease upon the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word. Hallelujah. But David said, he redeemed his life from destruction. First of all, he saved his soul, because life came. That was a benefit from Jesus coming. That was a benefit. That's a benefit of God, to be adopted in the household of faith, adopted in God's family. That's a benefit. But see, if you don't know Jesus, you don't have the benefits. See, that's why it's time now to find the Lord, so that you can have the same benefit. That's why he died. That's why Jesus came. He came for the lost, so they will have life. But you have to turn your life around and repent of your sins. See, David said, you know, I ain't lived a perfect life, because David was a murderer. He was an adulterer. He killed a man because he had conceived a child with the man's wife. David said, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't a perfect man. But David knew how to repent. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And that's why he said, I got to bless the Lord, because he has saved my soul. And God will save your soul if you just seek it and call on his name. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It don't matter what we're going through in our lives. It doesn't matter what we're going through. It don't matter. When we sin and we call on the name of the Lord, and we honestly do repent of our sin, hallelujah, then we can be saved. David said, he saved me from my destruction. He done pulled me out of the pits of my life. He done pulled me out of all of those things. And I got to praise him. I got to bless his name. I got to bless him. And see, that's what we got to do. We got to bless the Lord when we in the middle, and afterward. We got to bless his holy name. The Lord will put a song upon your tongue like he put upon my tongue today. Because of his goodness and his mercy. David said, I know his goodness and his mercy. I know him. I personally know. So you got to know him. Just like Prophet said the other day, Prophet Yvonne said the other day, in order to worship him, you got to know him. You got to know him. And the Bible says if you don't know Jesus, you can't know the Father. So you got to know Jesus to know the Father. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I pray that you will come to know the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the word of God. And David goes on to say, you know, when I'm weak, when I'm torn down, he said, the Lord stresses me. In other words, he says, he strengthened him like in his youth. He renews my strength. Hallelujah. And he said, when he renews my strength, he said, I'll mount up like an eagle. Huh? Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And I soar in the sky. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I mount up. And I'm soaring. I'm above whatever's coming against me. I'm above my enemies. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, God will strengthen you if you just call on his name. God, hallelujah, Jesus, is a good God. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. And he's shown us how much he loved us when he sent his son. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why I got to praise him. That's why I bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. That's why I tell people I'm a sound preacher, and I am, because I know what God has done for me. I know because I'm here. I'm still here today. I'm here in my right mind. I have what I need because of the Lord. David said, I got a blessing. I got to bless God every day of my life. As long as he put breath in my body, I got to praise him. I got to bless his name. Glory, hallelujah. I got to bless him. Hallelujah. I got to bless his name. There's no name above his name. There's no God like God. He's awesome. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why David prays. And see, when you got that showing up praise and you really know Jesus and you really know God and you really been with God and the praise come from your spirit and it come from your soul, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. So we got to learn to praise him. We got to learn to bless his name. In spite of what we're going through, we got to learn how to bless the name of the Lord like David. David said, I got a reason to praise. And I'm just like David. I got a reason to praise. Praise him. So we got to give God what he is calling for is our praise. We got to bless his name. We got to praise him. Our praise. Shout. If somebody else shout, you shout. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because he's worthy. Because of all of the things that he has done, and that's what David said. I got to bless the name of the Lord, for his name is holy. And because of all the things that God has done for him, and all of the benefits that came from knowing God, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Just make sure you praise the name of the Lord. We are running out of time, amen. Don't want to close the show out without doing the invitation. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life to thee today. Find you a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. And if you don't know God, the time is now to get to know the Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Leave me a message on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen.